When one family fights with another, it's a feud. When lots of families fight with one another in identical little towns up and down the same mountain range, it's a pattern. What was the cause of the Appalachian pattern? Over the years, many potential causes have been examined and debated, and the consensus appears to be that the region was plagued by a particularly virulent strain of what sociologists call the culture of honor. Cultures of honor tend to take root in highlands and other marginally fertile areas like Sicily or the mountainous Basque regions of Spain. If you live on some rocky mountainside, the explanation goes, you can't farm. You probably raise goats or sheep, and the kind of culture that grows up around being a herdsman is very different from the culture that grows up around growing crops. The survival of a farmer depends on the cooperation of others in the community. But a herdsman is off by himself. Farmers also don't have to worry that their livelihood will be stolen in the night, because crops can't easily be stolen, unless, of course, a thief wants to go to the trouble of harvesting an entire field all on his own. But a herdsman does. He's under constant threat of ruin through the loss of his animals, so he has to be aggressive. He has to make it clear through his words and deeds that he's not weak. He has to be willing to fight in response to even the slightest challenge to his reputation, and that's what the culture of honor means. It's a world where a man's reputation is at the center of his livelihood and self-worth. The critical moment in the development of the young shepherd's reputation is his first quarrel, the ethnographer J.K. Campbell writes, of one herding culture in Greece. Quarrels are necessarily public. They may occur in the coffee shop, the village square, or most frequently on a grazing boundary, where a curse or a stone aimed at one of his straying sheep by another shepherd is an insult which inevitably requires a violent response.